There's an art and a science to casting your favorite movie roles. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Cook, associate professor of English and theater arts at Stony Brook University, discusses how casting that goes beyond our expectations can bring new narratives to the forefront.
We may not notice the casting of, say, Meryl Streep as Katharine Graham in The Post, but that doesn't mean the choice of Streep didn't make a very different Graham than had they cast Frances McDormand or Diane Keaton. To cast characters is to create them, to bring them to life, and control the spectator's expectation about them. We do notice casting when it's counter to our expectations. Denzel Washington is cast as Theodore Hickey Hickman in Eugene O'Neill's The Iceman Cometh. A traveling salesman in 1912, the character was written for a white actor, but Washington is not slipping into the part unnoticed. We're not supposed to look past his race. This production will succeed or fail based on the degree to which Washington's casting and his race brings a different energy to this play about the attachment to illusion and the American dream. When the body playing the part does not match the presumed race or gender of the character, we must question the central importance, the normality and invisibility of the white male body. Like a female Lear or an African-American Aaron Burr, countercasting is a way to shift the narrative and expand our categories of what race and gender mean, of who gets to play what part. Having experience with casting counter to our expectations in theater and film can help us come to see our categories as flexible. We need to rehearse change to make change. When most of social media claimed hashtag MeToo, it felt like the role of sexual object got recast. These women coming together to form a group refuse the narrative of the lone, silenced victim. Refusing to play the right part puts pressure on others to question the rigidity of their categories. Casting is creative and transformational, both on and off the stage.
That was Amy Cook of Stony Brook University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.